Wahoo, it's time to report on day three, Saturday, of IMEC, Illinois Music Educator Conference. On Saturday, I tend to like to get home at a decent time, and it's probably a couple-hour drive from Peoria to my house. So usually I do one or two sessions, and then I call it a day and mosey on my way home. This year I decided just to do one. It was an 8 o'clock session, so I had to be dedicated and get my behind out of bed to get to it. But I was so glad I went. I saw this very lovely woman. I believe her name was Carolyn Sundloft. And I believe she teaches in Chicago Public Schools. She did a wonderful, wonderful session on something I have been interested in learning more about for quite some time. And it was called Decoding Code. What she did was she talked a little bit about HTML and how to code your own website. Now, I have to say, I'm not super interested in hand coding a whole entire website, but what I would like to be able to do is modify the templates I use on my WordPress site so that they are more what I want. For instance, something that is always frustrating is a lot of the WordPress templates that you find, especially recent ones, have spots in the sidebar for AdSense ads from Google so that you can generate money on your site. That is not something I'm interested in doing, but once you get a template with the AdSense blocks in there, it's hard to get them out sometimes if you don't know how to do some coding. And I've looked at the code a few times trying to see if something would jump out at me and haven't had any luck. So I think with a little research, I could probably figure out what is the code that I need to be looking for and just erase it out of the templates that I like. Yeehaw! So that I was really excited about. She also talks about the basics of, you know, what is a tag and how things are broken up and what some of the tags mean. I specifically asked her if I had like a logo image that I wanted to put up on my webpage in the header, for instance, how would I do that? And she was really great about showing me. It sounds like she is relatively well-versed in Dreamweaver, which is something that I believe my school owns an old version of, but I don't think it's something that we have the newest version of. And I'm not quite sure if it's something I want to get heavily into, as I really do enjoy the ease of posting with my WordPress site. But like I said, it would be really nice to be able to make templates that looked exactly the way I wanted them to. And I find that the more I use my WordPress site, the more I am, like, I'm already starting to figure out how to make graphics to stick them in and that kind of thing. And I love using paint.net to get that accomplished. It's a free program for Windows PCs, and it's really great. You have to be able to think in layers, but that's how I've made a lot of the headers for my school's websites, like for my elementary site, where we take three or four different pictures and kind of make them look something like a collage and then put the name of the website at the top. The other thing that I learned at this session is where I need to put my meta tags, which is how Google finds you when searches happen, and that needs to go in the header of my site. So I'm going to try and sit down sometime in the next 2 weeks or so and figure out exactly where to put those, because sometimes the school sites don't always get found nicely, and it would be nice if they showed up right away and the old versions didn't pop up instead. So I'll be working on that, and that was just one session. I think I probably got three or four projects I need to work on just from going to that one session. And as an added bonus, she, the presenter, Carolyn, was on Twitter, so I have already started following her, and she sounds like she's going to be very willing to help if I have questions that I can't figure out. So, really great session. I'm so glad I got up early and went to it. There was about 50 people there, and I was kind of sad to see that some people kind of gave up on the session maybe a little too early. I think maybe because they were overwhelmed, and I think the only reason I wasn't was because I had already been looking into this, so I had questions that I needed answers and that kind of stuff. And she, when I talked to Carolyn after the session, said that, you know, she probably wouldn't have gotten into this as readily had she not had people that she knew personally in real life that were already coding that she could ask questions of. And that is something I didn't have. So really great to meet Carolyn, and it was a great last day, and I'm on my way home. And so that means Monday we start again with some more music teaching for kindergarten through third grade. And I'm really looking forward to it, feeling energized and ready to go. Talk to you later.